Welcome back to Show Me What You Got, and you're still kicking it with your boy, Deola D. Brown. And up next is an incredible story of someone who packed up everything she had just to chase her dreams, and incredibly well, it turned out, I tell you, after a career of being in the boot camp business and personal training, decided to pack up everything she had, head over to Thailand, you know, spend 2.5 years coaching in Phuket, around the fitness and fighting mecca, of course, trained UFC guys, rising fighters, world champ boxers, world champ Muay Thai competitors, traveling all around the world, being around in the fight scene, and also got involved with Absolute MMA in Melbourne. Also, the daughter of Doug Barwick, who was one-time AFL player for Fitzroy and Collingwood. Danae Barwick, ladies and gentlemen. International.
How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on the show. What's going on?
Not a lot. I'm just in my little apartment in Sydney, looking out the ocean and the blue sky, so life's not too bad at the moment.
Amazing. Staying safe from COVID, I guess.
Yeah. I'm from Melbourne, and I got out of Melbourne earlier this year, and it ends up being a pretty well-timed venture.
Smart girl.
Oh, yeah.
All right, real quick, just for our listeners, tell us a little bit about Danae. Who is Danae, and what has she been up to?
I'm a personal trainer, a strength and conditioning coach. I started off in boot camps years ago now, 10 years ago. Started off kind of training my own netball team in my parents' garage and built up a big boot camp business after that. Got a little bit bored with Melbourne and decided to travel the world and landed in Thailand, worked with professional fighters and athletes over in Thailand for a couple of years. Came back to Melbourne, continued on the combat athlete train at Absolute MMA, and now I'm up in Sydney training a private client and probably about to start up my boot camps all over again, but in a different state.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. And what has that journey been like for you, especially in Thailand? You know, I mean, that's the Muay Thai capital of the world. You know, you getting involved with that. What was that experience like for you, you know, on a foreign soil training some of the best fighters in the world?
It was absolutely hectic, like so much fun, so much fun. So I went there like in my late 20s.
Yep.
I'd just left my marriage. I'd sold my house and my business. So I was kind of at a real crossroads in my life.
Right.
And there's a little town in Phuket in Thailand called Chalong. Mm. And it's a fitness and fighting mecca of the world. There's tens of thousands of Westerners there, probably not at the moment, but, you know, when tourism is good. And everyone's there on fitness holidays. And also, there's a lot of professional and amateur fighters from around the world running their fight camps, preparing for big fights and big bouts. And all of those professional fighters, not only do they do their combat training, but they need strength and conditioning coaches.
Yeah.
And that's where I came into it.
That's beautiful. And what has your upbringing or childhood got to do with all of this? Bearing in mind that your dad played professional AFL, Aussie Rules football for Fitzroy and Richmond, what did that upbringing help you with your career?
It was Collingwood, not Richmond, Deola. He would absolutely kill you for saying that. My God, what a rivalry.
I'm sorry, Pops. I know. That's
not going to happen to you at all. So, I mean, I grew up in a really athletic family. Like, my dad was an athlete, obviously. My mom was a PE teacher, and she was a high-level athlete as well.
Yeah.
I've got two sisters, and us three girls, we just lived playing sport. Like, that's all we did. We went to school and we played sport.
Yeah.
You know, like, every night of the week, we were at some sort of training.
Right.
All weekend, we were at competitions, like, you know, netball, swimming, gymnastics, basketball, you name it, we did it. Poor mum just kind of spent a good chunk of her life just in the car driving us three girls around.
Yeah.
Because Dad was busy playing football most of the time, so it kind of came down to Mum to look after us girls and get us around. But yeah, I mean, I grew up in a really active family, and we were just always encouraged to live a healthy lifestyle, get involved in team sports. And I think it set me and my sisters up for it instills a lot of qualities in you. Like, it gives you good leadership skills. It shows you how to be a team player and how to kind of fit in with a team, which kind of passes over into work and later on in life as well, I think. So we were very, very lucky in the way that we grew up so active and around so much sport.
Amazing. My apologies. It's Collingwood, people. Collingwood.
Right. Very, very big difference, Dale.
I know. So now, who do you go for, though?
Collingwood, of course.
Of course it has to be Collingwood.
Man, I did not have a choice in that matter. No way. I would have been disowned from the family if I went for anybody else.
Daddy rules on that one.
100%.
Absolutely. And have you done anything around the football space?
Not a lot, to be honest. Personally, I didn't do I didn't ever train any of the boys there. They did try to recruit me. Remember when women's football kind of really was coming around, maybe 7 or 8 years ago?
Right.
There was a couple of teams trying hard to recruit me then. But I was just kind of coming out of my netball career was kind of winding down, and I'd hurt my knee pretty, I broke my leg and hurt my knee pretty badly. Mm. And that was kind of it for me with team sports, after that injury, which was a bit sad. And that's when I really kind of got into, strength training, after that injury.
Amazing. Beautiful ride you've had, of course. So what's next for Danae?
Oh, that's such a good question. I mean, 2020's been full of twists and turns for everybody, obviously.
Yes.
The fitness industry has kind of been turned on its head, obviously, with all of the gyms being closed down and all, like, Zoom training and online training really taking off.
Yep.
I'm super fortunate because I've got a private client up here. The whole reason I'm in Sydney is because I've got a private client up here, a guy that I know from Thailand, actually. So he's my main priority. I make sure he stays fit and healthy.
Right.
But I have, I think I'm just about to start up another boot camp through summer up here in Sydney on Bondi Beach.
Okay.
The cycle kind of starts again. It's where it all started for me 10 years ago with boot camps, and I do love it. So I'm going to give the Sydney boot camp scene a crack this summer. So, yeah, wish me luck.
Watch out, people. Danae Bowick will be coming up soon with that boot camp work for you. I'm twisting my tongue on that one. All right. Beautiful. Absolutely. And right before we let you go, thank you for coming on the show. Of course, any last words for youngins out there, especially young ladies or females who want to take up a sport or just shoot for the stars and be great at what they do?
Yes, absolutely. Young girls that are interested in kind of, especially for me, like getting into the training sides of things, I know it can be really intimidating for women kind of walking into gyms or walking into sporting clubs that are generally dominated by men and big, tough, scary men that can lift heavier than you too. The key is just educate yourself, you know, make sure you know what you're talking about, make sure you're good at what you do, and make sure you go that extra mile to do the research and make sure you can back everything that you say up and make sure it's correct, because then it doesn't matter how big and tough and scary they are, provided you've got the knowledge behind you, you're always going to be a great resource for anybody in that industry.
Beautiful words from Danae Bowick. Research, learn, go the extra mile, and be the best you can. Thank you
100%.
So much.
Thanks, Ayola. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Danae Bowick right there, top flight fitness trainer. Been around the world, seen it all, done it all, dropping some positive vibes for us. And to listen to that interview all over again, if you missed any bit of it, jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast to listen to that one and many others. Up next, we will have Brett Davis, former Adelaide 36er and Eastern Mavericks player, currently playing for Ansett Basketball Club up here in Darwin. And right after that, we will be having the first Centralian to ever make it to the AFLW, Jordan Hickey. She'll be talking about her experience playing with the Gold Coast Suns.